New groups for carers. PSPA has expanded its support for carers with two new online support groups. Carers have unique needs that vary depending on the person they support, their personal situations, and their current stage in their PSP and CBD journey. In recognition of this, PSPA has created two new online, Zoom, support groups tailored to specific circumstances. One group is for carers with a loved one living in a care or nursing home, while the other group is for recently bereaved carers. Both groups provide a warm space for those attending to share their feelings, reduce their isolation, and spend some time with people who understand. Carers support group for people in long-term care. Carol Armigiasvand, Director of Service Improvement and Development, said, "We know when the person you've cared for moves into assisted living, a residential or nursing home, your role as carer can change. That's why we are trialling a new evening group for those who are caring for loved ones in long-term care. In these circumstances, there can be a set of new challenges to navigate. Knowing when to visit, high turnover of staff or shift changes, how to access specialist professions, finding suitable activities and establishing relationships with staff can feel overwhelming. And this is alongside the feelings of handing over control of meeting your loved one's needs to others. Much can change in a different environment, from the equipment used to the routines residents have. You also might be adapting to living alone and coping with the changes that this brings. There are lots of aspects to explore, and we hope this dedicated opportunity for carers to share about their experiences with each other will be a valuable support." The group will be facilitated by Jacqueline Ead, an occupational therapist with 27 years' experience in the NHS and now a facilitator and mentor. Support group for recently bereaved carers. Sally Reynolds, a retired palliative care social worker, cared for her husband Ted until his death from PSP in 2017. She is also a bereavement and loss specialist and will be facilitating the new group for bereaved carers. Sally explains the empty feeling that carers can be left with following the death of a loved one. Caring for someone with PSP or CBD takes over your life. Your home is typically filled with various pieces of equipment, and there's a constant flow of carers and health and social care professionals. When your loved one dies, all this activity stops. It suddenly feels very quiet. You can feel a loss of identity or that you no longer have a purpose. When PSP approached me about helping to set up an online group for bereaved carers, I thought it was an excellent idea. I hope this group can help during this transitional time. It is not a bereavement support group, rather it is a group for bereaved carers to come together to share experiences and support each other. There are some carers who continue to attend support groups after their loved one has died, but many others stop attending. This new group seeks to fill this gap by providing a space where bereaved carers can share thoughts and feelings they may feel uncomfortable expressing in front of people who are earlier on in their PSP or CBD journey. When Ted finally received a confirmed diagnosis of PSP in 2011, Sally and Ted attended the Hampshire support group where they found friendship and laughter. Ted was initially reluctant to go. He didn't want to see people who were further along with their PSP, but in reality, it helped him. At the group, Ted was able to see people who had PSP for longer than him, but were still laughing and coping well. Seeing that lifted his spirits. Ted and I both got so much out of it, and we made some good friends. Since Ted's death in 2017, Sally has become a PSPA volunteer and continues to help at the Hampshire support group, supporting group coordinator Louisa Roberts-West. I saw how it made a difference to Ted to be with people who understood what he was going through. It helped to normalize PSP rather than feel the isolation of having a condition so few people understand. I hope this new group creates a similar environment where people with similar experiences can come together and support one another. 6 months before he died, Ted moved into a nursing home. Ted's death there was incredibly peaceful and exactly what I would have wished for him. He'd refused antibiotics, a PEG, or any intervention. He'd decided himself it was time to go. I stayed in his room for a week. Our family and friends all visited him to say goodbye. On the day he died, my brother visited. Ted was a huge Liverpool fan, and my brother told him Liverpool had won earlier that day. Ted smiled, and just minutes later, he died. We couldn't believe it. The energy in the room was amazing, and it was such a peaceful ending. Life moves on, and I've had to create a new life for myself. But volunteering for PSPA is a big part of that. I do it in memory of Ted and to help everyone who has received the devastating diagnosis of PSP or CBD. Want to attend? If you would like to attend either of these groups, please contact volunteering@pspassociation.org.uk or visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/information-and-support/4-carers/carers-support-groups/.